Even though you find it clearly that it's close to one city, so I would think Olo means like it's clear, it's broad daylight. So I would have thought the same name, but then you do not have to measure it out. Kamashmul, no, still you have to have a medida. Moshe says now, Masnitzim Dleki Atana. Our Mishnah writes this time of the time we learned, we have Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, V'yotzu Zikeinecha V'shoftecha Zikeinecha Zu Sanhedrin. That means Sanhedrin has to go out. V'shoftecha Zu Melech V'kein Gadol. Melech, how do we know this says? Melech Tamishmut Yamadoretz. Kein Gadol Dechsev V'bosel Akarnu Malaviyim Gela Shefet. So this, our Mishnah is not like this time over here. Like this Tana uses these words for different drushes, that you have to have the Melech and the Kohen Gadol also there. Yeah. So the Chaim says, not like our Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, Yibay Lihu, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, B'chod the Polik or B'tat the Polik. Does he argue on one or on two? Now Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says what? The Yotzah is a Kenech, B'shatechah, the Kenech is a Zusnedrin, B'shatechah is a Melech. What does he argue on? B'chod the Polik or B'tat the Polik? The Melech v'Kohen Gadol the Polik, Avu b'Sanhedrin. How much of a Sanhedrin it could be? Ikrim, you Ikrim Shimon. Well, you need three or five. Or Joel, maybe the Sanhedrin not Mipligi. The Yom that he says, Kula Sanhedrin Binun. Like he dashes the word that he says, Zekenecha Zulu Sanhedrin. So when he says the word Zekenecha means a Sanhedrin, doesn't mean to say only like our Mishnah says, either three or five. Or else does he mean to say no? It means the whole Sanhedrin has to go out, not just on three or five, but the whole Sanhedrin you need. On Rabbi Yosef Toshmak will bring a proof. It says like this, Mots on Abes Pagi, if they found the Sanhedrin on the Beis Pagi, Rashi says, Mokom of Min Min Chayim Nasir, that's inside the Chayim of Yerushalayim. And has a lot like Yerushalayim itself. So Motson is the case of the Zokin Mamre Le Sanhedrin. Chutz Lishchas Agozis, Shoysha Barabayis. They found the Sanhedrin outside the Lishka Sagozis, and there was a Zokin arguing against them, but it was inside Yerushalayim. That's called the Motzon Abes Pagi V'Himrolayim. Maybe it's called, he was Zokin Mamri's arguing against the Bezdin, his Chayiv Misa. Talmudem, the Pesach says, V'Kamto V'Yelisa L'Amokin. That no, you have to go up to the special place to get Misa. Because you have to argue on them in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Malama, that comes to teach us, Shehamokam Gerim. That the Mokam, the Harabayas, that's what Gerim. When the Sanhedrin is in the Harabayas, on the Lishkas Agozis, and then somebody comes in, and it becomes a Zokin Mamre, that's when it's Chayiv Misa. So Mora says, now the Nofek Kama, how many of the Sanhedrin here went out? You know, if you want to tell me Miksosan, only a few of them went out, maybe Duma Hanech Dika Gavoi, Kaima Kavasayo, then Shitlachur is not called the Zokin Mamre. Because if some went out and some are still back behind, he's only arguing on the ones that went out. Maybe the people that are back behind in the great Lishkas Agozis, they'll hold like him. So that's not called the real Zokin Mamre. Ela, Pshita V'Shur, we're talking about over here the Norfolk Kulei, that the whole Sanhedrin went out. And that's the Chiddush. And even though there's a Zokin Mamre here, but since the Sanhedrin is not him, Kaimai, he's not Chayiv Misa. But the whole Bezdin went out. For the Gemara, Lamai, for what purpose did they go out? And then, if you want to tell me the Dvar HaRashus, they went out for Stam Dvar HaRashus, Ni Motzi Nafki, do they have a right to go out? Well, still, the Pasuk says, Shirarecho Agana Sayer, Ayech Sal Mozeg, that the Sanhedrin always has to be the Mkoyma, it has to be in its right place. The Sanhedrin can't leave the Lishkas Agozis. You always need a Sanhedrin to be there. They can't Stam go out, for no purpose. El, Pshit, the Vashul of Dvar Mitzvah, they have to go out for the Dvar Mitzvah. Hechi Dom Nuchur, what's called the Dvar Mitzvah? That you need the whole Sanhedrin to go out. The whole Sanhedrin, the Gadol has to go out. Where's this the Bar Mitzvah? So, Lav, isn't it Lemedidas Eglo for Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that he dashes the word Zikinecho Zu Sanhedrin, and he means the whole Sanhedrin, the Gadol has to leave Yerushalayim, he has to leave the Beis Hamikdash. So, who you see, according to him, this is the Mitzvah, the Bar Mitzvah, that the whole Yerushalayim has to leave its place. Omulay Abaye, Abaye said back, Loi, commit is no proof. Going the case here is Sheyotz Lohosef Alir, that Sanhedrin Gedolah went out to add on to Yerushalayim, to be Mekanesh to Mokim, to be Moisif onto Yerushalayim. There's a Gemara in Shruah that says that you have to have the whole Sanhedrin go out, and you also have to Mekanesh it with a Tosfos, a Shtei Todos, or Bashir. To be moisted, the more says Aliyah Belazoras, because it's not like we learned. A moisif and aloyir. You have no right to add on more property into Yerushalayim, the Alazoras or onto the Azoras or the base of Migdash, Ella the Bezdin, Shoshivim, the Echad. You have to have the Bezdin of 71 there. So maybe that's the case that the Hedrin Agadola went out of its place, but not for the Egla Rufa. So it could be, even according to Rabbi Lezdi, you do not need the whole Hedrin Agadola to leave its Makam. Tanya Kavosna Rabbi Yosef, I'll bring you proof to Rabbi Yosef. That what? It says, Motzon Abbas Pagi, Vimra Lehem, Kagoyin Shiyotzlum Dinat Egla, Oloysef Aliyah Viala Zorois. So Yochol Shteyam Rosam Rosat Amor Vekam Tov Lislo Mokum Malam Mishlo Mokum Goyim. By Kopar, you see here clearly that where's the case that Sanhedrin, so who Sanhedrin Agadol left its Mokum? That's because it was a bar mitzvah to go out from Medidas Eglo. You see, like we learned before, according to Blazer Ben Yaakov, he holds that the whole Sanhedrin Agadol has to leave its Mokum in order to make the Medida for the Eglo Rufa. This also was one of the cases that I would have thought to say, if there's a Zokin Mamre arguing against the host of Hedrin Gedolo, maybe it'll be Chayiv Miso, even though they're not in Koimoi. That's Kamashtim on this Pasuk here, that no, Malamit Shamokam Gerim, that the only time there's a real Pasha of Zokin Mamre, where he's Chayiv Miso, is only if he argues against the Bezdin, when the Bezdin is still in Koimoi, in the Lishchis Hagozis. Now the Mishnah says, that net the Ravai, if you want to be poida, net the Ravai, we're not sure exactly how much the peiros are worth, so you have to evaluate them to see how much they're worth, so it has to be done with three, and there's enough three. Turn around, bottom, we're like this. What's the case of Maisisheni, Shane Dom of Yiduim, that you do not know how much the peiros are worth? Like usually, it's a set value price. What's the problem? Everybody should know how much it's worth. So the case is Peris Shekivun. The case we have Peris that became rotted away, Peris Shekivu. So therefore there's no set price. You have to have a valuation now. Or else the Yayin Shekrim, also you have wine that became Hikrim, came a little bit sour already. So it's also Shaila how much it's worth right now. Or else Moya Shekhlid, or else you have money that became rusty. So also it's not worth that much now. You need three people to value how much it's worth. Turn around, word like this. Maise Sheni, Shein Dom of Yidum. If you have a case of Maise Sheni, that the money is not known. We don't know exactly how much the peiros are worth. So, you have to redeem them in front of three, but the three have to be like experienced, like dealers. They have to be merchants, that they have to know the prices. But you can't go in front of a bezin of three that do not have experience, like in buying and selling. Filu nochri echod nehem. Now, you go in front of three, the lakuchais, even if one of them is a guy, it's also good. And filu echod nehem bailam, even if one of these three people are the bailam or the owner, it's also good to find out how much it's worth. Now, boy Rabbi Yirmiya, shloisha umatil l'tech kis echod mahal. Let's say you have three people, but they do business together, they're like partners in business. Is that good or not? Toshima coming here. It says, Ish Ushtei Noshov, Poidim Maisa Shaini. That a man with his two wives, the three of them together could be Poidim Maisa Shaini. So you see, even though they live in one pocket, like a husband and wife live together, still, it's considered three people. Maisa Shaini, Shein Dom of Yiduim. So who brings it right, even though the partnership, like, still it's okay. Gemara says no, maybe Dilma over here the going Rav Papa or Bas Abba Surya. Maybe here it's a case of Rav Papa and his wife, the daughter of Abba from Surya. Explaining the case here was that she did for herself. So since she did for herself, here it's a little bit different. Then we can't bring a clear proof if it will be enough three shutfim or not. Then the Mishnah says, a Hakdeshus Bishloisha, if you want to be paid to something from Hegdish, and we don't know how much it's worth, so you have to value it in front of three people. So the Mishnah says, Mas Nisin the Loi Kiai Tana. Our Mishnah is like this, not like this Tana, the Tana you will learn. We have Elezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, a Filu Tsinura Shal Hegdish. Even if you have a simple Tsinura, a simple gutter that belongs to Hegdish, Tsri Chasor Ben Yodim Lutoisa, you have to have 10 people there to be paid for it. You see, even a simple thing also needs 10 people to be part of it. So Tzimura means the mazlik cutting like a small fork. Shetavim by zodah, they make gold with it. So even a small thing like this, you need 10 people to be part to evaluate it. Oh, malera popol abaya, so popol zot abaya, bishleimo l'Rebbe Elezer, it's good according to Rebbe Elezer. Ben Yaakov Diyoma, Kishmul, he was like Shmuel. Diyoma, Shmuel says, Asorah, Kahanim, Ksuvim, Pasha. It says 10 times the word Kahanim in the Pasha. So that's how you need 10 times. That's why you need 10 people to be there. Rashi's opinion, Adacious. Shloshim, Pasha, Erechin, Shirishonu, Shloshim, Bipidion, Daimu, Viabodakakois. That's why you have to have 10 people, it's good. El Rabbonin, Shloshim in Olahu, but according to Rabbonin of our Mishnah, that holds us enough just to have in front of 3 people, how do they know 3? Vichitema, maybe you tell me, Dirsivu, Shloshim, Kat. She says it means that, Shloshim Kahanim, it says, the Pidyon Behema, the Haino Pidyon Hegdish. So maybe that's Limit for all over Pidyon Hegdish is enough by 3. Fred Gemara, so, Kakoyis, Dirsivu, Abob. That when the Pasha being prayed in Kakoy, the Deer only says the word 4 times Kahanim. If so, Tiskiri Abo, should be enough just to have 4? And our Mishnah says that everybody agrees you have to have 10 by Kakoy. Fichitem, maybe tell me, Hochinami, maybe it's enough just to have 4. Aloma Tananim, so how come we learned? Hakakoy, Tisha, Bakoyin, you have to have 9 and one of them, and you have to have a 10th, a Koyin. Elamai, what do you have to say? Dimishalmi Buasorek, Dimishalmi Buasoro, that it adds up to 10. It's like Deishas and Mishama Bushisa, the boy Shisha Kashim. That's the same, normally to say, Elamai de Mishama Buhasar means, like this Pasha of Kakoy is true, it only says 4, but it's like the last one of the Hegdashis. So it's like adding up the other 6, so 4 and 6, it means 10. That's how we know by Kakoy you have to have 10. So Mora says, if so, Hegdashis de Mishama Buhashisha Liboy, so Kopan Behegdish then, also by Maisib Hemu, by Behemus, where it says 3, that's in the middle. So is that already 3 before? So you should always have to have at least 6. Mercer is true, that's Akasha. But how do you know 3? Manashrach, you should have to have 6 then. We know that's Akasha. Exactly how we know you need 3, Dayonim and not 6. Then the Mishnah says to Erechin. So Mercer says, my Erechin and Metalplum. What does it mean to say utensils, the value you want to give to Hegdish? When somebody says he wants to be makdish like the value of a kli, Rashi explains, real erech is only by an odom, not by kelim. Therefore, what you mean to say here is the value of the kli. A person has to give the value of the kli. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. We were holding that test of all Omer Aleph. Again, the top Gemara was, again, the Shalom was the Mishnah mean that her Erechin needs 3. Again, this Gemara was, my Erechin am et halten, Omer Avgid, Lomer Rav, V'yem Erech Kli Zeh Alay. Somebody says the value of the Kli. Why the Omer Avgid, Lomer Rav?